Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored, trusting the Lord on his faith in the Lord Friday. Hallelujah. My faith is in my Father and seeing all the new things that he's doing. Hallelujah. God is bringing about a lot of new changes to God's Rooted Message. So I just thank everybody that's been tuning in, that's been joining. I ask you to continue to go on this journey as I just continue to walk in obedience and do all the things that my Father is releasing for me to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it's some things that's going to change. Hallelujah. But it's all for God's glory. And it's all based off of spiritual suicide. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I will announce more of the details as they come about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But my faith is in trusting God's voice. My faith is being obedient to what his plan and his will is. My faith is in continue to go and do as he called me to do, because I can't step out on faith and then during the middle of the faith, I say, oh, no, God, that seemed too difficult. That don't make no sense. Let me turn around. No, my faith is in continue to go straight and follow his paths. Hallelujah. And know that his ways and his thoughts is higher than mine, and know that it all have a reason and a purpose. And that's why I have faith in the Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over healing, strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. Hallelujah. We need you. We long for you, Father God. We desire to continue to walk in your will, Father God. Have your way inside of our life, Father God. You know the areas where we need you to continue to correct us and train us up in a way that we shall go, Father God. Give us the strength to be able to take your correction, to take your training, Father God, to take your teaching, Father God, and take your love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And see where you applying them in our life, and give us the strength to humbly submit to you in every area where we need to. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And today's title is called No Harm. And my Father is showing me that it's no harm in trusting him. When you trust God, when you put your all in God, no matter what is going on, no matter the situation, how things look, what people want you to do, hallelujah, you always have to do God's will. You always got to do it how God, because one thing we need to understand is that when we're walking in God's will, God shows us what it is, what's about, what's coming about. He shows us faith in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And some people, we have to actually walk out the faith for them, believe, because he's showing them faith through his vessels. Hallelujah. His willing vessels. Hallelujah. And we want to acknowledge the willing vessels. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because God used us as vessels. Hallelujah. Just like when God was talking about Paul, when he was Saul, when he was talking to Ananias, he was saying he was a chosen vessel. Hallelujah. He said, for he is a chosen vessel to me to bring my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. He was a chosen vessel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we always want to acknowledge the chosen vessels, and the chosen vessel that God made Saul to be, which he became Paul. Hallelujah. Is the one that the gospel of grace was presented by. Hallelujah. That God used, because he was a chosen vessel, just like Jesus was chosen to come in and shed his blood and to die and rise and be rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. To set us free if we believe. Hallelujah. He was chosen to do that. He was chosen to be the only begotten son. He had a special body prepared for him, and he was chosen to go back and sit at the right hand of our Father. Hallelujah. And you're chosen to do something. Hallelujah. God have you as a chosen vessel, a willing vessel. But when God choose you, because it's saying John, it say, I have chosen you. Hallelujah. You didn't choose me. I've chosen you. Hallelujah. And all things work out for them who are called according to his purpose. So one thing you need to realize, when you're chosen to do something, can't nobody else do it. God only give you the details. God give you revelation and understanding and strength that people can't understand, people can't comprehend. Like, why are they capable of doing that? What is because you was chosen to do it. Hallelujah. No harm. And I want to be in Daniel 3 today. Hallelujah. I like Daniel 3. I have taught on Daniel 3 a lot of different times, but my spirit led me here. So whoever's listening today need to hear Daniel 3 to know no harm. Hallelujah. They could be, this was Nebuchadnezzar was telling them to bow down to the golden images and all that. And one thing you need to realize, when you're chosen by God, you can't bow down and do the things that everybody else do. Hallelujah. Just because everybody else is willing to bow down and worship something else. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand is that when Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, he took him to the high mountain and said, I will give you all this if you just bow down and worship him. Jesus said, he told him, get out of his face. We only supposed to worship the Lord thy God and him only. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why would you worship something that have to answer to God? Hallelujah. When you only supposed to worship God. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to understand. We're not supposed to worship anything but God. Hallelujah. We worship him in spirit and truth, and the spirit of what he's releasing to you and the truth of what he is showing you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So many people think spirit truth is so deep to where you got to do it a certain way. If you ain't doing it this way, it's not spirit truth. It's the spirit truth in the relationship of what you and your father have, because say God is a spirit. Hallelujah. And God is a spirit. And one thing we need to understand, when Jesus was here, Jesus said that he was going to send back the Holy Spirit, the comforter, to bring back to remembrance everything he said. It was going to testify about him, the spirit of truth. And when Paul received the Holy Spirit, he didn't go to the other apostles. He didn't go ask nobody that was trained up by Jesus, but he let the Holy Spirit, he received revelation by the Holy Spirit, because he received the spirit. He was chosen to receive that spirit to get the revelation that he got. Then where we go and we are taught by Paul, and we are learning through his words, hallelujah, and God releases to us through our words. So it's the spirit truth of what God is releasing to you. That's why I said we're held accountable for every word that we say, because God releases revelation and certain things to us. So we're supposed to speak the word, because them words are supposed to be proclaimed in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Because now God is revealing things in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. The hidden, the mystery things. Hallelujah. Through his children. And I'm going to go to verse, I'm going to start at Daniel 3, and I'm going to start at 15 and say, and now if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the pastry, and the dinkler, and all music, and fall down and worship the image which I have made, well be it you worship not. You shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Hallelujah. But one thing I want us to understand is that you will worship the image. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, this is where they wanted them to worship the image of the gold, and when they heard the different music and the different things. Hallelujah. And they say in the same hour he would cast him to the fiery furnace. And who is that God that can deliver you out of my hands? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, we are made in the image of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're not worshiping the image of God that we're made in. We're worshiping God. And see, that's what you need to understand. Now, see, they Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to worship the image of the gold, what the gold represent, because the image of God is a representation of who we're called to be. Because listen to this. Get the revelation. It says that we are called to be conformed to the image of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But we worship Christ. We are here within a relationship with God because of Christ. Hallelujah. The image of Christ, the reflection of Christ, of who he is. Hallelujah. We're called to be conformed. When you are conformed, you are transformed into that image. So we are able to duplicate and do what God called us here on earth, how he walked in faith, how he died daily, how he died and went to the cross. Hallelujah. Because it says greater work. So we are called to die daily. Hallelujah. But he called them to worship the image of the gold and of the idol that he made. Hallelujah. The image of gold. Worship what you can get out of the gold, all the different things. See, when you worship an image, you worship in what you can get out of it. We worship the image of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's worshiping ourselves. Hallelujah. And you have to look at it, because we're called to be conformed into the image of him. We're called to be conformed into the reflection of him, the chosen vessel of him that we're called to be on here on earth. That's why we got to stay humble and humble ourselves, and don't think that we do anything of ourselves, but it's all of what God gives us the strength to do. Hallelujah. Thank you. See, when you're worshiping God, you're not worshiping the image that he say, I have made man in my image, in my likeness. We're not worshiping the image and the likeness that God made us in. Hallelujah. We're worshiping God, the creator of all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's continued to mold and shape us and show us what the image of him is here on earth. See, and that is who we are called to be, the image of him on earth. Hallelujah. Because Jesus was the visible image of the invisible God. But Jesus didn't worship himself. Hallelujah. He always acknowledged God and gave reference to God because it was God who sent him here to save us, because God so loved the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you have to realize they was worshiping the image of the gold that he made. Hallelujah. What it represented. Hallelujah. What it was sent here to be. See, gold was sent here to use to buy different things and get different things. So many people worship the image of what God is using, like the all things that he say he's going to supply to. So many people worship that, the image of the thing. Hallelujah. Where they forget about God. Like so many people act like God is a magician, where it's like you ask, seek, and knock, and God will just do this for you. Hallelujah. You're worshiping the image. You're making God smaller than what he is. Hallelujah. Because we don't want the image of the thing that God got for us. We want the real thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it say, deliver you, he shall deliver you out of my hand. So this is a question that Nebuchadnezzar asked the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And one thing we need to understand is that when someone asks a question, that means God got to give them an answer through you. So it'd be so many times that people ask questions, who is your God? What can your God do and do all this? And when people say that, I'd be like, oh, Lord, you about to show them through me, Lord. You about to show them through me. You about to, and I get happy now. At first, I used to get frustrated, like, God, why they trying to make it seem like you ain't nobody and you can't do this? But now God has given me the understanding, like, my child, okay, now I'm about to show my hand. Just like Pharaoh said the same thing to Moses, and God said he hardened his heart to show who he was, to show the power and authority that God had, hallelujah, because he had to show all of them, because he know if you show, that's just like when you was in high school, you know, you used to fight. All of us had to fight in us at a point in time. And anytime you got into it with somebody, they say, my grandmother used to always say, you get the toughest one. If you got into a fight with someone back in high school or when you was younger and you was wild, and it was always someone that was the protector, because I was the protector out of my friends. Everybody came to me, and I was very protective over my friends. If I loved you, I would do anything for you. And, and you always go for the one is the one that everybody run to. So you go for them. You if you can beat them, you can beat everybody else, because now they fearful, because they see that the one that they ran to who they thought was unbeatable got beat. And that's the same thing that God does with people. The ones that people think is unbeatable, the ones that say, who is your God? Who can you do this? Now I'm going to show you through you. Hallelujah. So everyone around you can see the truth. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to make your tongue change. I'm going to make the life and death that's in the power of your tongue change. And I'm going to make you reverence me. I'm going to make you respect me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're either going to respect me or you're going to hate me, but I'm going to show you what my hand can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's some people in your life that's saying, how can God deliver you out of my hand? Hallelujah. They think they got the authority because of the way situation look, but we have to realize we walk by faith and not by sight. So don't look at the sight of things. Hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. They say, hey, we're not careful. We don't have to answer you in this matter. See, some situations you really don't have to answer people. What is the point of answering people? Because that give a person, when you answer, what some things we have to realize, when you answer certain questions, that gives somebody a right to come with something that they have to say. Somebody asks you a question, then they come back with something else, and they come back with either a smart remark or another question. But if you don't answer, do you notice that when Jesus talked to certain people, he didn't answer some of their questions because he knew there was people trying to trip him up to see what was being said? But God said, submit to him, resist the devil, and he will flee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when you submit to him, you don't have to respond. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we got to learn how to not respond. Be quick to listen, slow to speak. Hallelujah. Thank you. See what is the discern what is the purpose of the question, the reason of the question. Hallelujah. See, they didn't have to answer matter because he had already said, "How can who is your God that delivered me out of your hand?" You said what you had to say. There's no reason for me to answer the question that you said. I'm gonna just let my God show you. If it be so, our God who we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of your hand, O King. Hallelujah. They answered the question. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If not, be it known to you, O King, that we will not serve your gods nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Now, see, in this situation, they answered the question to him. But the person that I was just talking to, God is telling you not to answer the question. Hallelujah. Because he is showing you that through, he is showing you his hand. He is showing the person that think they have authority and power over you and questioning who your God is. Hallelujah. You don't need to answer them. Hallelujah. His hand and his power is going to answer for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You just continue to trust him. You just continue to seek him. You don't get offended by the things that is going on, because this is strengthening you. This is correcting you. This is training you up for the things that he has for you, because God has revealed to you that he's going to send you out and put you in front of many people and bring many souls, and you have to be able to deal with different spirits. You got to be able to deal with different people and different reactions of people, because there's a lot of people that you're going to come in contact with who is hurt, who's been battered, who's been abused. Hallelujah. And the only thing they know how to do is push out hurt. They don't want you to give them the hurt back that they're pushing out, but they want you to give them the love of God. But they don't know how to release it and say, "I want love from God. I want you to love me." But they're showing that they want you to hate them, that they hate you, that there's something bad about you. It seems like they're against you, but they really want the Spirit of God that's inside of you to release deliverance to them. Hallelujah. So trust God in the process. Hallelujah. And now they said to him, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. But if it be not known to you, O King, that we will not serve your gods nor worship the golden image which you have set up." So they say God is able to deliver us out of the hand, but if he don't deliver us out of his hand, we still ain't gonna worship you. So they gave him two answers in one. Hallelujah. They said, God is able to deliver us. I know, I have confidence in my God that he can deliver us. But even if he don't deliver us, I will not worship your image. Hallelujah. I will not bow down to your image. I'm going to stand and hold my integrity. I'm going to stand to what I believe. See, sometimes people get into a situation where it seems so hard and they get pushed back into the corner where they get to doing what other people do. You have to stand on what you believe in. Hallelujah. You have to do what God called you to do, because it's a reason. If they would have bowed down and worshiped, they would have missed out on the whole deliverance that was coming about. For them said, even if he can't deliver, I'm going to go into this furnace and I'm going to die, but I'm not going to worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you go to Revelation, and Revelation 2 is talking about, if you go, it says some is going to put you into prison and go through the things even unto death. Hallelujah. And they was willing to go unto death. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, indeed was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His facial expression, he got mad. You know, you can tell when people are mad in their face. They eyes get little, and they get that little cliff thing that's in between your eyebrows and stuff, and you could like see the steam coming out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because you have to remember that he had great feelings towards them because of them being able to interpret the dream. When Daniel came to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and said, "Let us pray together for the Lord to show us this vision." Hallelujah. So with all three of them touching and agreeing and praying and asking God to reveal the answer. Hallelujah. But God just used Daniel to have the answer come out of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Meshach and Abednego, therefore he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace one seven times more than it went to be heated. Now, I have taught this before, how seven meant it got to complete. He got it to the complete heat that it needed to go to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in the army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and hose and in their hats and their outer garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king commandment was urgent, the furnace exceedingly hot, the flames of the fire slew the men and took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And one thing I want to point out, they fell down. Hallelujah. The men that came that took them up, they fell down before them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, you say God will prepare up a table before our enemies and the people that were sent to bring harm to us. Hallelujah. God will take them off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you needed to go through the fiery furnace. You needed to go through the process. You needed to actually fall down in the situation. Hallelujah. The only way God can show his power and authority, if you're actually fell down in the situation, if you're down in there, you're in the thing that the person think they have power to put you in. Hallelujah. Just like with Moses and Pharaoh. Pharaoh was doing all the things. He made it harder for the children of Israel to make the things. He took away the straws and all the things from them, and he thought he made it harder, but God allowed them to go through that for him to see, you brought all this extra on them because they want to worship me, because they want to go out and sacrifice to me, and you brought all this about, and you were destroyed. Hallelujah. You thought you had the power and authority. You kept coming to me when I would send different things and different plagues and different things, and you would come and say, tell your God to stop, and then you'll be like, forget God, right after he stopped what he was doing. Hallelujah. But see, God knew your heart was deceitful. He knew what you was. Hallelujah. He wanted you to think, and he wanted to show you that your power never compares to his, that your wise men, their strength never compares to his, because he gives everybody anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Moses and Aaron had the power coming from the Creator, the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So they couldn't compare, his wizards and all of them couldn't compare to nothing that they could do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even the little tricks when he had the serpent and it turned to a snake, when he had the rod and it turned into a serpent, like, they couldn't. It was only certain things they can do, like Moses and them did. Hallelujah. Like, they could turn the water blood like Moses and them did, but there's certain things that they couldn't do, and they started realizing, like, this is the God from heaven, because we can't do these tricks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you have to realize God allowed them to do some of the tricks as similar to Moses and Aaron. It's some people that's from the enemy team that can do stuff that's similar to you, and you thinking, like, God is not here. This person able to do the same thing I can do, but that's just to make them think that they got power. But then God started doing stuff to you, and you, and they like, hold on, now how this happening? I know they not doing it because God is showing his hand. They say, who is the God who can deliver them out of the hand? God is showing his hand. God is showing his hand through you. God is showing the power and authority he got in you. God is showing the strength, the different talents, the different things that all for his glory is not for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he's teaching you how not to worship the image. Hallelujah. To know it's nothing that you do of yourself. Every gift and talent that God gave you is to glorify his name. Hallelujah. And you should be thankful for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You should use all of them for his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then it's saying, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in the haste and spoke and said to his counselor, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's saying, he said to them, I see four walking in the midst of the fire. It was walking in the midst of the fire. Now, what I want us to understand, saying, it say God walks in the midst. God is in the midst of us, and he walks in us. Hallelujah. It say they was all loose walking in the midst of the fire. They have no hurt. It was no hurt on them, but they was walking in the fire. They got loose while they fell down in the fire. You had to fall down in there for you to be loose, for people to be able to see you in that situation loose. And you're walking around in the midst of the situation. You're still walking. You're still doing what God called you to do in the midst of the situation, and people thought they would destroy you. Hallelujah. Because it's at its capacity, is at its completeness. Hallelujah. Now God is giving you the strength to go to another glory level. God is giving you a strength to go to another faith level. But see, they don't know that because they don't know about faith to faith and glory to glory. Hallelujah. They just think that they're bringing harm to you. Hallelujah. Because you have to realize your enemy is looking at the sight of things. Your enemy is looking at the physical aspect of things. But we are spiritual beings. Hallelujah. That's come here to be fruitful and multiply here on earth. Hallelujah. To show the dominion and the power of God here on earth. Hallelujah. What he gave us before he created. He said, be fruitful and multiply, have dominion over everything in the earth. And he's showing you what true dominion is. Hallelujah. See, some people think true dominion is the image of things, the natural things here on earth. That don't mean you have dominion. Hallelujah. You just have the image of things here on earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to have dominion. You want to have dominion where you truly get everything that God has for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. You have no hurt in the situation. Hallelujah. See why he loosed you. Then you're walking in the midst of the fire, you have no hurt. So all the things that you have been through, you have no hurt. He is taking away the hurt from you. Hallelujah. He is giving you the strength to totally walk in freedom. You are able to walk in freedom in every situation that you're facing, because you're looking at every situation like, I have learned today. God has increased in my life. That's why when God put in my spirit, what did you learn today? That's why I do it every day. What did I learn today? Some days I put up stuff just to encourage everybody, but most of the stuff that I learned, I keep it in, but I release certain things. Hallelujah. Because everything I learned is not for everybody. Hallelujah. And that's one thing God teaching me. But when we focus on what did we learn today, we see that God is increasing in our life, that God is taking us to a new level. And when you see that, you realize that God is with you. Because there's so many people that think God is not with me. God have left me. God have forsaken me. God did not leave you, and God did not forsake you. Hallelujah. When you learn something daily, that means God is increased, because it's a one plant, one water. You have been planting and watering so many different situations, and now you're finally receiving an increase, because God has been showing me a lot of increase this week, and I've been just so amazed. Like, it was so many different things that people were saying. I know they was thinking like, she prideful. She just don't want to learn. She don't want to be submissive. It wasn't that. It was that these people were just planting, watering inside of me. And then God sent somebody in my life. They said something. I started seeing an increase. And I'm like, okay, this makes sense. When they were saying that to me, it was being planted and watered. And God finally giving me the increase, because now he's telling me it's time for you to apply that thing. Because some people, one thing you need to understand, when you are learning different things in your life and God is increasing your life, it's certain things. People think that you don't want to grow. People think that you're lazy, you don't want to do this. No, it's not that. It's that God don't want you to imply it until it's really time for you to imply that thing, and it's time for you to increase and go into what he has, because now he's going to be releasing the things that's there. If I would apply stuff, a lot of stuff that people were saying, if I would have comprehended it then and really got the depth of that thing, I would have been in the image of who God created me to be. It says we are called to be conformed to the image of Christ Jesus, hallelujah, but we are called to do greater works. I would have been so focused on my abilities and my capabilities, not realizing that it was all God and his glory. See, God had to teach me so many different things about his glory and submit it to him, and that it all comes from him and it comes from nobody else. It's not of my own strength, because he had to really get me down to where I know it was nobody but God that did it. So now he is releasing it to me, so he knows that everything that's released to me is God increasing inside of me, because it's time for me to use that thing and give his glory, because now I know his glory is number one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not just one of them types to say God is the head of my life, because that's a cliche. No, God is truly the head of my life. Hallelujah. Because now I know I am dead and I am in Christ Jesus. I am hidden with Christ inside of God. Christ is the head of the church. Hallelujah. God lives inside of me because I am the temple of God. So he is the head of everything that I do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I know if he releases something to me, this is greater works that he said to me that I was called to do. And now he's giving me the revelation, the definition to do this here on earth. Because one thing we need to realize, that Jesus did so much here on earth, and it was different than what people was used to. Hallelujah. So God is teaching me that I'm showing you how to do the difference than what people is not used to. To be changed, you have to bring change, you have to be changed. God is showing me how to be the change that he called me to be, so I can bring the change that's destined for me to bring here on earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he say, and he answered and said, see, for lo, one is loose. And he say, the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you all for joining me today. Hallelujah. Time have ran out. Hallelujah. I released everything that the Spirit allowed me to release today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go back and read Daniel 3 and just trust God and what he's doing in your life, and continue to believe. It's more things that's coming to God through the message I preach. I pray that you stay tuned in. Hallelujah. I will be back Monday on Rejoice in the Lord Monday. Have your time with God on Rest in the Lord Saturday and Praise the Lord Sunday. Have your time and spend time with the Lord and allow him to show you the different things. And be in tune tune with what he is doing. And I'm thankful that now I can go to another level in God through the message because my Father had released what was destined for me to do. So do what God calls you to do. Hallelujah. And stay tuned for everything that God through the message is about to do. And it's all for the glory of God. And I'm thankful for my Father and what he is doing in this season in my life. And he is allowing me to be present in this season. That's the best thing, to be present in the season, because you're grasping everything that you're meant to grasp in the season. That's the best thing, and that's the best blessing. I don't want to be out of the season. I want to be present. I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and pray even harder. Hug, love, my love.